I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Apparently, Taylor Swift laid out some ground rules for Travis Kelce because of his public image could ruin hers if he does something wrong.
Do you think this is true?
No. I want to go on the record and say I 100% do not believe this is true. Okay.
You know what? I mean, I would say this, right? I mean, I don't believe it's all that true either. I think it's probably a conversation you have amongst each other. I mean, it's not out of realm, though, for him to have asked her what situations could put you in a bad spot, because you realize, like, you know, she's an absolutely huge entity and she has an image and he has an image. I mean, a lot of that behavioral type control he's had to do on his own, too. I mean, think about the backlash when he yelled at his coach during the Super Bowl.
Right. But, I mean, I could see her being like, that wasn't cool. Maybe you shouldn't have yelled at Andy like that. I mean, that conversation, sure, I can see happening.
Right.
But more or less, I think it's him being like, sorry, babe. I was so upset and my emotions got the best of me. And she probably was like, that's okay. Just don't let it happen again. But when I read some of the rules that she has put on top of him, not going to strip clubs, not posing for selfies with female fans, expecting him to FaceTime when they're not together instead of texting. Like, I don't know if I buy that. There's a whole thing about the way she wants him to dress. She thinks that he should dress a certain way. I don't believe that's true. I don't believe any person would fall for that.
Here's the thing. I'm Travis Kelce. I want your help. All right. So, as him being a big celebrity, Super Bowl champion, all that, been on television, all that stuff, you're dating somebody, you're going to be standing next to somebody like Taylor Swift, some fashion help would be fine, you know?
But it's
totally
for
great.
It. Yeah. If you ask for it, that's one thing. To say that she imposed this on him, I think is tabloid nonsense. But I did start thinking, like, well, what are some rules that I would like to establish with my husband?
Okay, go ahead.
One, like, I wouldn't just say for my husband, because my husband doesn't have these issues, but like when you start dating somebody, they have to be a good tipper. I can't go to a restaurant and constantly be worried about what you're putting down as a tip, and is it going to be an embarrassing reflection on me?
Okay.
Right? Does that seem fair? Two. That might be it.
That's the big one?
That's the big one.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they have to be nice to the servers,
too.
Oh,
my gosh. Of course. They have to be nice to the servers.
Yes.
Actually, this is one that I've been trying to push on my husband, and he fights back, and I don't like it. I don't like when guys reverse into spots. There's no reason for you to reverse into a spot, hold up traffic, and then you find out, like, there's something I needed in the trunk. Now, how are we going to get it? We're 2 inches from the back of this parking garage wall.
I don't know how much they're driving themselves. I know they did it on that first, you know, official date after the game. But, you know, I don't know how much of that was just for some sort of, you know, fantasy or whatever. I'm cool with the no female selfies because I think that stuff like that can be misused. So I understand, like, if he were to pull that back, if he was getting advice from a third party, that wouldn't be the worst advice. And strip clubs, no, you can definitely skip those.
Yeah, well, I think that should kind of go well.
You can go together.
Okay. I don't know. But the selfie thing is interesting. If it's a fan, that's one thing. But I just saw this whole article, and of course, who knows what's real and what's not real, that he was with another player's sister and they were out without Taylor, because Taylor, I think, is in Singapore right now. And he had to go out through the back door because she was a single sister of one of the players, and he didn't want to be photographed with her where it looked like it was four of them walking in, two couples.
Right.
And I could see where that would cause concerns, because immediately people are like, why is he with this single woman who happens to be one of his players' friends' sisters, you know?
It's just another person who, by the way, is going to pale in comparison to Taylor Swift.
Well, right.
I mean, you're all still human at the end of the day, right? Just avoid those questions. Maybe this is good advice, no matter where it's coming from.
It's not true. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Let's start with Jason Kelce. He made a very emotional retirement announcement yesterday. He is retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Eagles. He walks away with 7 Pro Bowl selections, 6 first team All-Pro selections, and 1 Super Bowl title.
It's so funny to hear you just be quoting stats.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever do this without the Taylor Swift effect. Well, I love it.
Well,
I love
speaking
it.
Of the Taylor Swift, because I had to explain to my daughter, who was very concerned last night when this announcement came out, the difference. This is Travis Kelce's brother. So Travis
this
is
not
one.
Travis Kelce.
No, yes, this is Jason. Travis is the one that's dating Taylor Swift. Jason is the brother that has the adorable 3 little kids with him. He's the one that took off his shirt during the game up in the suite.
I know exactly who the man is, yes.
You know, and during, it was very emotional during the press conference. And, you know, his mom was sitting there, his dad was sitting there, his brother was sitting there. And, you know, him and his brother are very close. He's the older brother. He's 36, Travis is 34. But when he talked about his wife, oh, got me.
I still remember the moment she walked through the door. The first instance is burned in my retina. It was like she glided through the opening, an aura around her. Then she started talking, and I thought, man, is this what love feels like? She was beautiful and smart, serious, yet playful. I knew it right away. I think it's no coincidence I have enjoyed my best years of my career with Kylie by my side.
I've been a little bit obsessed with them lately because Kylie is not about being in the public eye. She's kind of been thrust into it in the last year because of everything that's been happening with Taylor Swift.
Quite a soap opera, this whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. But I love her. I love her. I think that she's just like, she seems like the kind of girl that you meet and she becomes your friend and she's just a cool, down-to-earth chick, you know?
Well, it's too bad, you know, they went out on a putter, basically, because, you know, I mean, the Eagles, they were top of the world the year before Super Bowl. And you know, this time around, they just thunk this past year, but they got a lot of questions to answer. But good career.
Yep. Also trending, if your animal starts freaking out on April 8th, this is why. It's the upcoming total eclipse that's going to pass over North America. Now, if you haven't heard about this, April 8th is when it's all going down. It starts in Mexico, and then it's going to form this, like, diagonal line across the country from, like, Texas to Maine and then up to Canada. But during the last total eclipse that happened in 2017, remember we all had to get those glasses?
Yeah.
Flamingos started encircling their babies to protect them. Giraffes galloped around their enclosure. Huge flocks of birds abandoned their flights to, like, hang out in trees, and the Galapagos tortoises started mating.
I mean, why don't we just close the windows, right? I mean, it seems like the giraffes were probably had an indoor option as well. You know, like, just, I mean, everybody just not pay attention for, I don't know, however long it goes. What, an hour? 2 hours? Something like that?
No, I think it's like 3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I mean, I think we're going to be fine, right? My dogs will probably not even notice. They'll be like, wait a minute, what's happening
Why
out there?
Why is it dark outside?
Amazon's here, and they'll be mad anyways.
Yeah, so if your animals start freaking out on April 8th, that's why now, of course, I treat this as a science experiment.
Yeah.
I immediately will bring my dog outside.
Right, the two of you will sit there and peer at the sun.
And I'll be like, all right.
Deliberately.
Let's see what happens. Let's see if you freak out. Let's see what's going to go on.
What if your dog turned to you and started speaking in perfect English?
It would be amazing. It would be absolutely amazing. I'd be like, that's what I thought you were saying the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, we'll have to wait.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. Go ahead. Vent. Get it off your chest. Here we go. Brooke, that's all I need to know about you.
If you pull out of me to pass me to then turn left right away, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, yeah. Especially the best when it's at least a 2-lane road or a 3-lane road going in your direction. So not only are they pulling out in front of you, cutting you off, but now they're going to cut off 3 lanes of traffic, which I'm pretty sure is illegal.
Yeah.
Although, I do it all the time on the turnpike when I pull out of Stew's. I'm not the only one. Everybody does, all right? They all do. It's 50 yards. I can make it if I really gun it.
Oh, gosh. That doesn't sound safe. Al, that's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know. If you're a person that carries on the entire phone conversation while checking out at the cash register at the grocery store, that's all I need to know about you.
You mean when they're on their phone or with everybody in the line and the cashier?
Both. Yeah. They have a conversation through the line. And then they get to the cash register, the cashier, she's trying to get their attention, and all they're doing is talking on the phone.
I also don't love it when it's the cashier and the customer, though, are best friends, and they're having a long discussion.
Lately, that's me.
No?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it all the time lately. I used to be like, if people would talk to me, I would kind of be like shy and not really answer too much. I would just be polite. Now I'm in.
You open up.
Oh, we'll talk for hours. Oh. Yeah, what are you up to?
A friendly, casual hello, you know, how are you today? Great, that kind of thing, a head nod. You know, maybe an acknowledgement of the big sale going on in the butcher department.
No, I want to know where their son's going to college.
What?
Yeah, I want to know everything about them.
No. No, there's 10 people in line, and they're talking about their kids,
right.
Their dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and they can't concentrate. Now you've made a mistake. Oh, God. Oh, I didn't realize we needed a price check on this. You kidding me? We've been here 20 minutes, and you didn't do the price check?
Jimmy made it on Travel Soccer. That is amazing.
Get out of here.
Congratulations. What was your name again?
Care about you or Jimmy. Get out of the way.
Caroline, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, this actually happened to me. All I need to know about you is if you end a relationship abruptly without a hint that things weren't going well, or at least trying to fix what's broken.
Yeah, that's tough. It's when you're blindsided by that, it's, I think, so much more difficult. Because sometimes, usually, when you're about to go through a breakup, you know something's not right.
I mean, on the other hand, if you are with somebody and you know they are going to make it a super big thing, that this is going to be long and drawn out, and you have no desire to do any one of those things, just saying.
Oh.
Just saying.
It's all right, Caroline. You move on and you move upwards.
That's right. Sorry that happened to you. You're better off without him.
Yep.
Unless.
Not. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. What are the foods that you buy at the grocery store every single week and then you throw them away because inevitably they will go bad before you actually eat them? For me, it's cold cuts.
Mm. Cold cuts never go bad in my house because I eat 2 to 3 sandwiches a day if I'm left to my own devices. But salad dressings, they don't stand a chance. Unless it's the ranch. The ranch will get finished.
1-800-330-9999. Top 5 groceries that you buy that always go bad. Clara, number 5.
Berries. All berries. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. If it adds in berries, it'll be in the trash and cover in mold.
Here's the thing. You got to eat the berries right away.
Like when immediately as you're driving home from the grocery store, you got to start popping them in your mouth.
If I take a couple days off, my wife goes, "What are you doing? Those are all going to go bad." And then if she catches me with a fork inside there, she goes, "She's supposed to put them in a bowl."
There's 2 things that'll happen when you have berries. 1, everybody eats them immediately and you're out of berries. Or 2, nobody eats them and doesn't want anything to do with them. And
if you've got a fork, is it allowable in your house for you to take the fork and stab a strawberry inside a container, eat that strawberry,
sure,
then shove that fork in there again?
I don't care. I want them to eat them. So, yes, anything they want.
I'm not allowed that.
Number 4, Bob.
Bananas.
Bananas.
I can never finish a bunch.
My wife likes her bananas slightly green. I like mine totally ripe.
So I'm allergic to bananas. I don't eat them, but no. My entire family does. And do you know that when I go to the grocery store, I buy them in the spectrum? I buy a couple of each different colors.
Yeah.
And I do it that way because I know that if they go in the lunchbox, like they have to be ripe or she won't eat it. And I need the ones that'll last a couple of days before they get brown because if it's a brown spot, she won't eat it.
No. Oh.
Like it's a whole thing. It's like a mathematic equation trying to figure out the bananas.
I like a small couple here, there, brown spots, my friend. How about you?
I like it when you just touch the top of the banana and it sort of peels away.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, but anything after that, it starts getting, yeah.
Right, a day or two after, you're like, there's going to be a fruit fly coming out of this thing.
100%.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Top 5 foods that always go bad after you buy them. Olivia, number 3.
Avocados. They're supposed to be soft, and you let them sit, but then you let them sit too much, and then they're gross and rotten.
It's a very delicate balancing act when it comes to avocados, for sure.
Why can't they just make this thing easier?
Because it's a nature's gift. That's why we have to figure it out.
Top foods that go bad before you get to eat them. Chris, number 2.
Milk.
Yep.
It gets sour. It turns. You just have to throw it out. It's awful.
This is only a non-issue if you have children under the age of 5.
Because then you never...
We never have enough milk.
Yeah. We're at the spot now where unless somebody comes over, and who comes over and has a glass of milk, by the way, unless they're a child, unless somebody comes over, we always have to be monitoring the date, right? Because the half gallon is not enough, and the gallon is too much.
Mm.
We're in between those 2 spots.
My family has recently started eating a lot of cereal again.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like I can't keep enough milk in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. It's like gallons of milk that everybody's just consuming at all times.
Does Paul do a regular size bowl of cereal, or does he do a massive size bowl of cereal?
No, he'll just keep refilling it.
He
just leaves it on the table. He'll fill it up, put the milk, eat it, and then just continue to do the same thing over and over until he's had 3 or 4 or 5 bowls. Who knows how many?
Yeah, yeah. I pull out the big mixer bowl and put it in there, but it's like, you know, it's 2 bowls of cereal per box. That's basically what I get.
And the number 1 food that you always buy and it always goes bad. Go ahead, Megan.
Yogurts. They never stand a chance.
I'll get in a yogurt mode. you have a few days where you're like, I'm eating yogurt this week. I'm on my yogurts. I'm back to the yogurts, right? And my wife will go out and buy me all the yogurts. She gets so excited when I do something well for a few days.
Yep.
And then those yogurts just sit there for the next month.
Yeah.
Month and a half. Finally, you pick one up and you're like, no, that was 3 weeks ago.
I always look at the expiration because if it's any time in the next 10 days, I know that it doesn't have a chance. What you may not realize is the foods that you're eating at night are the reason why you can't fall asleep. Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Now, I'm going to assume soda and chocolate has to be on this list, right?
Chocolate did make the list, but soda isn't on the list. If you're one of the millions of Americans who struggle with sleep, and there's so many people out there who have, you know, in their cabinet, like chamomile tea, we spoke about the Sleepy Girl mocktail, melatonin, we might be using supplements to help us sleep, but the truth is that it may be what you're eating or drinking right before you go to sleep that's the problem.
So what do I have to stay away from?
There's a bit of a list here. We'll go through quickly. So one of them is spicy food. So believe it or not, okay, the spicier the food that you eat before you go to sleep can cause acid reflux. Pizza's on the list too, by the way, or anything with tomato sauce for that matter, can also cause this type of gastric acid that keeps you up, causes heartburn, and it gets in the way of a good night's sleep.
I did a terrible, terrible thing last week. I made a terrible mistake. I had wasabi and soy. The coated nuts, what kind of those?
Yes.
Here's the thing. I don't ever do spicy, but lately I've just wanted some sort of different flavor. I tried a few of those, cleared out the sinuses with the wasabi and the soy, and I just kept downing them. And then at like 1 a.m., I woke up from a dead sleep and was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it can be really incredibly disrupting. And it's funny because sometimes heartburn really feels like a heart attack or like severe pain. And it definitely can wake you up from a deep sleep.
The only time I ever had heartburn was when I was pregnant. And it was like, first time I felt it, it was like nothing I had ever felt before, right?
Yeah, no fun.
Okay, so no tomato sauce before bed or spicy stuff.
The next one on the list, believe it or not, is ice cream. But according to a bunch of studies and sleep advisors, foods that are high in sugar, like ice cream, the sugar content is really off the hook, and it can cause fluctuations in your blood sugar and cause stomach issues that keep you alert at bedtime. One of the things that I've done, I've given lectures about sleeping, and one of them was about exercising too close to bedtime, right? Because your adrenaline gets like very high and it can prevent you from relaxing and falling asleep. I never realized that foods that are high in sugar, like ice cream, can have the same exact effect.
It's interesting. I mean, even my family.
No, I had
everybody's
no
eating ice
idea.
Cream before bed.
I'd love it.
Like the American thing to do, you know? Another one is anything with peppermint. And this is peppermint tea. So a lot of people drink like a nice herbal tea before they go to sleep. A lot of people do chamomile. I have a lot of family members that love peppermint tea, including my husband. But peppermint can trigger acid reflux. It lessens the pressure in your esophagus that keeps the stomach acid at bay. Peppermint actually loosens up that pressure and unfortunately can cause heartburn as well. So add peppermint onto the tomato list and spicy foods. And anything with caffeine, chocolate, as you mentioned, even a dessert like tiramisu, where anything with chocolate in it is going to have caffeine and going to lend itself to having a hard time sleeping as well. The last one on the list, guys, is a burger. Like a greasy pizza, burgers are another food that takes a longer time to digest. And that digestion as you sleep is something that also is going to keep you up. And you may end up with stomach pain or having to rush to the bathroom. If you're going to have a burger, you don't want to have it within 2 to 3 hours before sleeping.
Ooh. Oh,
I mean,
man.
I love a good cheeseburger 3 seconds before I fall asleep.
Well, puts you right to sleep. That's
right.
Why.
Nice.
A chocolate shake.
Good night.
Essentially, you could have a glass of water, and that's about it. That's really what it comes down to. Dr.
You're
Jennifer
welcome.
Wider. You can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Hi, Stephanie. Today we're playing Craigslist Price is Right for this gorgeous collectible Anna and Raven Stanley Cup. This is a simple game to play, Stephanie. All you have to do, Anna is going to describe for me an item that's for sale right now on Craigslist. I'm going to take a guess at the price. All you have to do is correctly guess whether the price that I guess is higher than, lower than, or equal to the listed price. Do that, and the cup is yours. Cool?
Sounds great.
All right, Stephanie, available on Craigslist right now and posted about a month ago. It says, a Leave It to Beaver embroidered Mayfield High cardigan sweater, brand new.
Shut your mouth. This sounds incredible.
I've never watched Leave It to Beaver.
Neither have I, but I mean, the sweater vest sounds like a collectible.
It's not a vest. It's a full sweater, and I think it actually looks vintage and cool, and I kind of want it.
Okay, let me see.
Okay. One-of-a-kind Leave It to Beaver Letterman's jacket from high school and TV show. Certificate of authenticity and signed picture of the actor.
Oh, boy.
The sweater is handmade in 22 steps by the same factory that made the original 1957 version for the TV show.
I mean, how would we know how many steps were to making the...
No clue.
None at all.
They could have said 748 steps. We'd have been like, great.
Right.
This beautiful 100% acrylic replica has even the triple stripes representing the varsity honors in football, basketball, and track. Who cares if they never earned them? Okay. Own a piece of television history with this collectible sweater. Even has Beaver embroidered on it.
Oh, man. I mean, it's a replica after all, though. Let me see the photos here.
Okay. So it has the autograph of Jerry Mathers, who played the Beavs.
Yeah.
And here is a picture of the sweater.
Oh, it's a nice looking sweater. I mean, I pass it off like I went to Michigan if I have that. Let's see here. I'm going to go with, I mean, it's collectible. He's got the signed thing. Gosh. I'm going to go with $175. I don't know why that's calling to me. $175.
Stephanie, do you think the actual retail price right now on Craigslist for this Leave It to Beaver embroidered Mayfield High School cardigan sweater slash new is more than $175, less than $175, or is that the price?
I think it's more than $175.
You would be 100% correct. Actual price asking right now on Craigslist, $380.
This dude's out of his mind.
I mean, I have never
out
even...
Out of his mind.
That's too much money.
It's a replica. You don't even get a piece of the Beavs. Do we get a lock of his hair?
Right. Give me some of his hair, and then we'll have a conversation.
Terrible.
All right, but the good news, Stephanie, is you just won your Anna and Raven Stanley Cup.
Oh, awesome.
All right, hold on the line. Awesome. We're going to get your info, and we're going to have another chance for you to play and win coming up tomorrow. The most dangerous toy of all time. What do you think it is, past or present? Raven walked in with something, and I'm like, that doesn't look like something we should be playing with in the studio.
It's the Eldon Deluxe wood-burning kit. I mean, it's something straight out of the 70s here. This was a toy of my father's. I found it in my attic, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got to break this out. As soon as I opened it up, I was immediately afraid again.
Yeah, so we plugged it in, and you can go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven, and you can see the video of us trying to do this. The whole thing started, like, having this smoking smell.
Yeah.
Essentially, what you're doing is putting a heated knife in a child's hand and letting them carve into wood.
It's like a soldering iron with no solder. And they have different tips on there and whatnot that you can, change on the end of the iron, basically, to come up with different designs. And then you burn into the wood, these different designs. And they are lovely artwork, gorgeous. I mean, never was a house ever lost over a toy like this before. Leave that thing plugged. There's no safety switch on it.
No, nothing.
There's no stand for the soldering irons. There's nothing. I mean, there's not even a grounding cord on it because it's so old.
I was looking on the box for the age recommendation. This may come as a shock to you. But there was not one on there. I guess it was before we did that.
It's best for all kids. It's fine. We didn't have any car seats then. DUIs weren't a thing. Nothing.
I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. There's a link to the Atomic Energy Lab.
Yes.
Remember those chemistry kits?
This is classic, no.
Yeah. What is this?
No, there was one that actually came with a small amount of radiation.
Uranium.
I guess, yes.
It says it comes with uranium. Yeah. Why would we do that? Why would we give that to children?
Yeah, we just thought it was a good idea back then.
Melanie, what do you think is the most dangerous toy of all time?
It gotta be a lawn dart.
The lawn darts, remember those? Yeah. They were like catapult, and they would basically put a sword at the end.
Yeah. Were they called jarts?
Yes.
Is that what they were called? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they got rid of the jarts, right? Like, you can't get those like that anymore, I don't think.
Right, because they were weapons that children were launching at each other in their front yard.
Come on. Nobody ever was killed by a javelin before. Except maybe they were. I don't know.
I was thinking about it, like, most dangerous toy. And this is, I know it sounds crazy when you say it, but skip it. For me, skip it as a unathletic, very chubby child. What I would try to do, skip it. My friends would be able to do that thing, and they would get, like, 700 rotations in, like, 30 seconds, right? I almost, like, I fell into bushes. It was dangerous. I twisted my ankle.
You would wear it around an ankle, right? Yes. And then you would jump around. It was like playing double dutch by yourself, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, to me, that was a dangerous toy. My mom took it away after a week. She's like, I'm sorry, Anna. Yeah. You can't have the skip it.
I would say, you know, just playing off the jarts thing for a minute, the outdoor lawn toys were somewhat dangerous. My grandmother loved, croquet? Whatever, and we would go out and play in the backyard. And as soon as you give a kid a mallet and a ball, they're going to try and launch that thing.
It's true.
All right? I don't know how many of those, you know, serious hard wooden balls that I launched into the neighbor's yard, but it was a lot. And if you were standing in the way, you could have got hurt.
Oh, I just looked at our text line.
Yeah.
And it said, jarts did have fatalities. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm sure.
Oh.
Right?
All right, most dangerous toys of all time. Raven walked in here with what he believes was his father's toy from when his dad was growing up. It's basically a wood-burning set. It was just like a pen that would light on fire. You would burn wood with it.
I'm just going to ask out loud, is in what world was wood-burning art a thing that we were, you know, letting 4, 5, 6, and 7-year-olds do? Unsupervised, with all that shag carpeting in the house, too, just seems like an extreme fire hazard to me. There's also one other thing I want to think about is then the jarts, right? The lawn jarts. Imagine in a zombie apocalypse, though, how handy those could come back in, right? You just throw them up, and you're taking something out right there when it comes down.
I used to have an Easy Bake Oven when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, the first round of them, when it was basically just like a light bulb that would catch on fire, and little kids, including me, would just stick my finger in there.
Isn't that still what it is?
Yeah, I think it's got to be safer at this point.
I mean, I heard about kids sticking the tops of their hands to it and whatnot.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Brian, most dangerous toy of all time.
It was called Stretch Armstrong.
So that was the action figure, right? And you could stretch him and attach him to different things, and he would elasticize back, right?
Yes. You would stretch it, and it would come back and smack you in the face.
Yeah.
And the gel inside was, like, poisonous.
Oh, great. Yeah, right. It would rip open sooner or later, right. And then you'd want to eat it, naturally, because that's what kids do.
I like that it smacked you in the face and then fed you poison.
Right. Why didn't we just give kids a package of heavy-duty bungee cords that were filled with arsenic? What a great idea.
Larry, what was the most dangerous toy of all time?
Slip and slide.
Anna has a nice slip and slide story. Kinda. Yeah.
Well, it was college. So we set up the slip and slide outside the dorms when we got home from the bars. And I volunteered to go first, naturally. And I went down to where we also used to throw the Budweiser bottles. So I slid
recycling.
Right into recycling base of the woods. And I ended up with 8 stitches on my thigh. And I still have a giant scar there from slip and sliding right into a broken beer bottle.
Largest scar on your body?
It's a toss-up between that my knee surgery, my scars from my knee surgery. But this one looks like a lightning bolt. I call it the lightning bolt of inspiration.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jeff, most dangerous toy. Did you have one? What was it?
I didn't have one, but I know from what my father told me, it's called the Austin Magic Pistol. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but this thing actually fired a ball of fire out of it, and it was a toy.
Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely nuts.
Yeah, hold on. I have to Google it. Oh, my gosh. Look at this thing.
You won't believe it. Lawn darts are safe compared to this toy.
No kidding. Look at this thing. What? Are you crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like a musket?
Yeah.
It looks like a toy.
It had one that looked like that, and then it was one that looked like a laser gun.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And you packed it in, you fired it, a spark, and a big bowl of fire shot out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Laura, what's up?
So they had this thing in the early 70s called Click Clacks, which were these big, heavy, lucite balls on this long string. And you would have to, like, position them where they would go up and down, up and down. And if you didn't get it right, it would break your wrist.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had a situation where it hit my wrist and I had like a bone chip.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure they use these as like weapons with old tribes and so forth.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's like a ninja. I was like a ninja in the neighborhood.
Right, right until you broke your wrist.
Yes.
Right.
83% of women say that they don't care if their husband looks at other women.
What?
That was a huge number. 83% are like, yeah, no, you can look at her.
Hey, that doesn't seem real to me.
I don't know. I started deep diving it in my head, as I typically do. And I started thinking, I go, I don't care if he looks at like famous women.
Okay.
Like to me, like that's fine. And
it's
I
expected.
Think normal. Right.
Okay.
But I think it would be weird if we're out to dinner and he's just like drooling over the lady sitting at the booth next to us.
Yes.
That
no,
would
I,
be weird.
I think that would be odd.
Yeah.
I got to tell you right now, my wife is not part of the 83%. She'd be like, really? Really? There'd definitely be some words exchanged. It would become a whole thing.
But I think it is different. I think if you ask, like, if you say, like, oh, he thinks so-and-so is pretty, and it's like an actress or a celebrity, that seems a little bit more normal to me, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I asked my husband, I'm like, well, what celebrity do you think is hot?
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Who do you think is an attractive celebrity?
I mean, last time I thought about it, I'd say Mila Kunis, maybe?
Mila Kunis, but she doesn't look anything like me.
No, she doesn't.
So why do you think she's pretty?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. He's such a good sport.
Well,
your husband's a really good sport.
I just want you to know that I had to follow him around the house for about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And be like, babe.
Yeah.
Babe. Finally, I cornered him in our bathroom, and that's what I got.
I'll tell you that I think that you use the word attractive much smarter than saying hot.
Right.
I don't think I think it would have taken another 10 minutes for him to give you an answer if you used the word hot.
We sent producer John around the office to ask the women here who are married who their husband thinks is hot or attractive.
How awkward.
Like Married with Children era Christina Applegate.
Okay. Does it bother you that he thinks that she's hot?
No, I think she's hot too.
That was
a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Christina Applegate, but yeah. From the Married with Children era. Yeah. Yeah. I still think she's beautiful.
Scarlett Johansson.
Does it bother you?
I mean, maybe because she looks completely opposite than me.
Well, see, I understand what she's saying about Scarlett Johansson, but like when she says she looks completely opposite than me, that's how I felt about Mila Kunis. It's like, Well, you think she's the prettiest. Like, we don't look anything alike.
Just dye their hair. Just dye their hair. Then you're the same person. That's it. If you just dye Mila Kunis's hair, you and her, you're the same.
Not true.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson and you have the same color hair. Not the same person, though.
Mm.
Scarlett Johansson, probably. Or who's the girl from Elf? What's her name?
I
can't think of her name. He likes
Zooey Deschanel.
Does it bother you that he thinks Scarlett Johansson is so hot?
No, she is. Don't you think so? I think so.
I do think so, yes.
Yeah,
no. Does every guy just think Scarlett Johansson is hot?
And then apparently that woman as well. She was almost offended that John would think that she did not think that she was hot.
I thought it was interesting that Zooey Deschanel is on the list because she's pretty. Like, yeah. No one's saying she's not, but she's not like that classic beautiful. It's an interesting one.
Not the conventional pinup girl or anything, or the it girl of the moment. No. Yeah.
He really loves Rihanna.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about his crush on Rihanna?
I mean, I can't compete, so she wins. That just gives me opportunity to go see Brad Pitt.
Wow. I like that in their house, they're like, well, I get Brad Pitt if you get Rihanna. And they're like, all right, fine.
Big Rihanna fan myself, too. She's got something.
Well, he used to like Cindy Crawford. She's still a crush.
How do you feel about your husband having a crush on Cindy Crawford?
I have no issues with it. Good for him.
I feel like every person we talked to, every woman was like, yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, it's okay to have a crush on a celebrity, right? Mm.
Cindy Crawford looks exactly the same, by the way. She's exactly the same.
Yeah. 83% of women say that they don't care if their husband looks at another woman who he finds attractive.
I think that this is a totally different ballgame if you're talking about this is happening at your local restaurant versus you are in a movie theater and you are watching a film or something.
Right. Like if all of a sudden you say, honey, who do you think is hot? And he's like our neighbor.
Right.
You're going to be like, what?
Number 76. Definitely attractive.
But if you say like what famous person you think is pretty, I think it makes you a little bit less have your guard up, I guess I should say. But if we asked your husband right now, who does he think is hot? Who would he say? 1-800-330-9999.
He is really into Jennifer Lawrence. And to be honest, that's fair. That's fair.
Yep. She's beautiful, too. Everybody's beautiful. All these women.
Yeah.
When she was Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games, there was a long period of time where I wanted to be her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just, like, she was just so fierce. And, like, she's like the girl next door beautiful.
Mm.
But, like I feel like if I knew her in real life, she would be my friend.
I mean, you say that about every celebrity that you like that's a girl.
Well, maybe that's why I like them, I guess.
It's funny, though. I mean, you're pointing out her maximum hotness to Anna. Jennifer Lawrence's maximum hotness was during the Hunger Games movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
What other movies was she in? I don't think I saw her anything else. What else was she in?
She made Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper.
That was a great movie,
too. She was great in that. Yeah. Passengers with Chris Pratt.
That one I didn't see.
Space One? Yeah, nobody saw that one. She is hot in that one. The new comedy, which is a little bit weird with the younger guy, but...
Oh, according to Wikipedia, she was Mystique in X-Men. I forgot that she was the blue person, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Lynn, go ahead, tell us. Who's your husband think is hot?
Oh, Salma Hayek. That is his celebrity crush, and I can't blame him. She's hot.
She is hot.
Still bringing it. Still bringing it.
You know, she posts a lot of pictures on social media and like normal, like just her and her normal every day. And she's just so strikingly beautiful.
Sure.
Yeah.
I heard that she sleeps a lot.
You know, it makes a difference.
They're always asking people what their beauty tips are. And she's like, well, I just kind of move slowly. She's and I was like, oh, okay. And sleep a lot. I was like, oh, it sounds like it would work for some people.
Sofia Vergara and Salma Hayek and J-Lo, I think, are three of the most beautiful women that exist.
I mean, they're certainly gorgeous. Who do you think works the hardest for it?
J-Lo.
Yeah,
I agree.
No question. No. Although, I got to tell you, Griselda, Sofia Vergara brought it, and she's not beautiful in that.
Well, here's the thing. So if you're not familiar with Griselda, it's a Netflix series that was released a few weeks ago, and it stars, and it was directed and created by Sofia Vergara.
Executive produced, yeah.
Yeah, and she plays the title role, and she is a drug lord. And if you look up the
true story.
Griselda, whoa! She does not look like Sofia Vergara. Try to make Sofia Vergara, and I say this with all respect, unattractive, and you can't. She's too beautiful.
Well, yeah, they try and dim the light, and they do quite a bit of work on it, but you can still see the beautiful is under there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I was like, why do they even bother? Like, she's just too pretty. You have to let it shine.
Oh, are you kidding me? Come on, Hollywood magic. Don't you love it when they pick, like, the ugly duckling or the runt girl or, you know, the one that's got the glasses and you can't see any of it, and then they go upstairs with the savior friend for a minute. Come back down the stairs all hotted up, and you're like, oh, my God, wait a minute, she's gorgeous.
They were like, let's take one of the most beautiful women in the world and change her nose a little bit, and everybody will think she's unattractive. And that was not the case.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Jill, explain what happened.
Okay, well, I have to admit that I got a little nosy and a little paranoid, and I went into my husband's laptop to look for a few emails because I thought he was planning something, but not totally sure. My birthday's coming up, and sure enough, he is throwing me a surprise party for my 30th birthday. But when I confronted him about it and told him what I did, he got so upset that he canceled it.
Okay. I mean, I can understand that. You literally went into his laptop and looked through his emails.
Yeah, I mean, what would possess you to do that and in regards to a party? Oscar, what's your side of this? What's going on?
I just feel betrayed. I mean, I was planning to do this amazing birthday party for her, and I feel like she invaded my space. Like, I feel it pissed me off so much. Like, she doesn't trust me. You know, like, it was going to be a beautiful party. So much fun.
All right. So why did you cancel it? I mean, I would just say, well, now you know you're having a surprise party. You blew it for yourself and move on. Why did you cancel?
It's because I don't want to reschedule. Like,
I mean, it feels like a violation.
I feel completely violated. Like, I don't know what this is going to mean in the future or like now I can't. I just don't know how to respond to this. Like, I don't go through her phone. I don't go through her emails, but if I did, I wouldn't stop hearing from it.
Jill, I'm going to ask the obvious question. Why would you possibly tell him that you did this and admit that you did it to cause all these problems?
Well, I didn't know it was going to cause all these problems. I didn't know he was going to cancel it. I thought that he was going to do like you guys said. He would just say, okay, well, now you know. And I wanted to come clean. I mean, we've been buried. I want him to know what I did. I felt really bad. I wanted to just
make sure he knew that I was being truthful, even though it was after I did something bad.
Okay, so what do you want from him at this point going forward?
Well, I want him to put the party back on. It felt a little silly. I mean, my birthday's coming up, but by my birthday coming up, I mean it's still 3 months away, and the party is in 3 weeks. So I definitely wanted to put it back on, but maybe a more time appropriate. And I want him to ideally understand that I won't go to, you know, his email through his text, and I learned my lesson. I want him to trust me.
The reason I was planning with this with a lot of care and detail because, like, I wanted it to be a fun party, you know, like, for adults, like, I real fun, you know what I mean? And it takes a lot of effort and time. It was going to be an amazing 30th birthday party, dude.
For me, the main thing is really just the violation of trust. I mean, I never heard an answer as to why it is that you were in his email in the first place. And so, but, you know, hey, you're staying together, obviously, so might as well have a party, I guess, right?
I'm not replanning a party at this point.
All right, well, let's see what the audience has to say. She came clean. She apologized. Should Oscar plan her another party?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If your spouse found out that you were throwing them a surprise party, would you just cancel it? What if they purposely went into your laptop and read your email and found out all the information?
Yeah, this is the situation that's weird for me, right? So Jill, she went snooping into Oscar's computer, figured out that he was doing this surprise party for her, and, told him, confessed
to him. She felt guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give her props. Like, she could have just not said anything, but she did. She felt guilty that she did it. She was being paranoid. She thought something was going on. She went into his computer, and sure enough, there's the information. She came clean to him, and now he canceled the party.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I get it. Oscar is upset. He's hurt. What do you mean you thought something was going on? So then you just snooped into my laptop computer, so you don't trust me enough to be your husband, to be faithful to you, but yet you still want me to throw you a 30th surprise party? I mean, it's just the whole thing is kind of, you know, dirty at this point, right?
She says she's sorry, she loves him, they're going to move on, and she still wants a party, and her birthday isn't for another 3 months, so she wasn't even sure why this party was set for 3 weeks from now anyway. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Frank, who said you on?
You know what? She's got what she deserved. That's what you get when you get nosy. He did the right thing, I think.
Oh, man. I can only imagine the lesson that I would have to learn. Like, the last time I peeked in on something, it was probably an Atari in my parents' closet.
Mm.
And I was like 9 years old. And thank God they never found out, or they didn't tell me if they did, because I still got it for Christmas. Because I would have had to freak out if I did.
You can't look into other people's laptops and phones. It's just not right, no matter who it is.
I'm with you, and it creates a problem because there's no context. So yeah. You're probably going to end up upset.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Jill just had a nagging feeling that something was up. So she went into her husband Oscar's laptop, went through his email, and found out that he was throwing her a surprise 30th birthday. She felt guilty about it. She went and she told him what she did. And Oscar got so upset that he canceled the party.
Oscar's still upset. He doesn't want to throw her a party whatsoever. Jill says, come on, let's go ahead and reschedule this thing. And obviously they're moving forward. They're married at this point. But he said, no, this is the fallout. I'm not doing it. He's really upset.
Yeah, but she apologized and came clean. She didn't have to do that. What do you think? Should he throw her a party now? 1-800-330-9999. Michelle, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I think it's a trust issue. You know, for her to go into his email, it's a trust issue. And yeah. I would definitely cancel the party.
Yeah, if my wife said to me, I was in your email because I was looking for details about my party. You know, we have an open thing where I'm like, you know, you want my phone or you go on her phone or whatever. We could do that. But we don't do that. It's just not something we do right. By practice. So it would just strike me as odd. You know?
Yeah, but
right.
Not all people are like that.
Yeah,
Raven.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Hey, Patricia, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Absolutely, positively not. She does not get a party after doing something like that. Absolutely not. Because that's a violation of trust. You know how devastated that man is right now? Come on. It could be something else. And because you said, I'm sorry, should be okay, and everything should be whitewashed, No way. Oscar, tell me what. Tomorrow's my birthday. I need that party. No.
Happy birthday, Patricia.
Hey, Ed, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on Oscar's side because it's a total violation. She shouldn't get anything for doing wrong.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Oscar, our audience agreed with you. Jill, unfortunately, he's taking this very hard. And if he doesn't want to throw you a party now, what are you going to do? You have to just accept that there's consequences to your actions.
I get that. And I appreciate you bringing it up. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think with Anna, I would have just not confessed, right? This is something that you did and then you found out and you learned a lesson from it. But, you know, either way, Oscar, change your password without worrying about it. You know, you think you're going to be violated in the future. But on the other hand, the votes are with you. So there's consequences, I guess, to the action. So no 30th surprise party for you, Jill.
This is, there's a cost to every decision, and this is the cost of it. You're not no party this time.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
It can't be Raven. Cash jackpot is $400 thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. After all, you've been good this year and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile, you're on Cricket. Hey, Taylor, you ready to play?
Oh, I guess so. I'm very nervous.
That's all right. Just try your best. You're going to do great. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Telling you right now, Taylor, you got a good chance of taking him down if you can get the answer to question number 5. But first, we got to start with number 1. All right, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. It's 5 questions. Get more right than Raven, you win. If you tie him, it goes to Raven. Ready to do it?
Yep.
Number 1, the Country Music Hall of Fame just opened their annual exhibit that features mementos from the previous year in country music. You can find items from Jelly Roll, Billy Strings, Taylor Swift, and more. Where is the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Ohio.
Number 2, Hailey Bieber is reportedly furious at her father after he asked for prayers for her and her husband Justin Bieber on social media because they're having marital issues. Who is Hailey Bieber's famous father?
Stephen Baldwin.
Number 3, Jason Kelce announced his retirement from the NFL after 13 seasons with what team?
Philadelphia Eagles. Sorry.
That's okay. Number 4, Jamie Foxx will address his medical scare from last April in a stand-up comedy special. He says he's got to do it his own way, and he has to do it in a funny way. He won 22 awards for portraying what musical icon in a 2004 movie?
I don't know.
That's okay. Number 5, Ancestry.com revealed that Taylor Swift and the poet that wrote beautiful pieces like "It Asked a Crumb of Me" and "Hope is the Thing with Feathers" are 6th cousins, 3 times removed. Who was that poet? Any poet?
I don't. Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right. 2 out of 5 for Taylor.
All right. Great job. Not really. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Country Music Hall of Fame just opened their annual exhibit that features mementos from the previous year in country music. They've got stuff from Jelly Roll, Billy Strings, Taylor Swift, and tons more.
Cool.
Where's the Country Music Hall of Fame?
I'm just going to say it's got to be Nashville, right?
It is in Nashville. Number 2, Hailey Bieber is reportedly furious after her father asked for prayers for her and her husband Justin Bieber on social media, claiming that they have marital issues. Like, what is that?
Yeah, just shut up. I mean, wow.
Who is Hailey Bieber's famous father?
Stephen Baldwin.
Yes, I can't believe like he wouldn't know better.
I feel like this is the first time he's ever said anything out of turn, so it's very strange to me.
Anyway, number 3, Jason Kelce announced his retirement from the NFL after 13 seasons with what team?
The Eagles.
Yes. Number 4, Jamie Foxx will address his medical scare from last April in a stand-up comedy special. He says he's going to do it his own way and it has to be funny. He won 22 awards for portraying what musical icon in the 2004 movie?
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles is right. Am I boring you as you're yawning?
I'm sorry.
Be bored by this question, Raven.
Okay, I'm ready.
Number 5. Ancestry.com revealed that Taylor Swift and the poet that wrote beautiful pieces like "It Asked a Crumb of Me" and "Hope is the Thing with Feathers,"
my favorite poems,
are 6 cousins, 3 times removed, and people are saying it's in her blood.
It all makes sense, though.
Who
right?
was that poet?
That's easy. That's Stephen King. No, it's Emily Dickinson.
It is Emily Dickinson.
I mean, it's everywhere, so it'd be hard for me to miss it.
All right, I'm sorry, Taylor. He beat you 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Taylor, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $500 tomorrow, Anna.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.